bang on the stroke of 9 o'clock. Look, nobody, the microphone faders were down, you absolute children.
No,
a lot
was
of you.
Sure. Right. Rami had this really big reaction just before the mics went on, and we thought that it had gone to air.
What concerns me?
It was dramatic. It was really dramatic.
Many times. We're about to do the producer wrap. That's why Rami
Look at Pete trying to be the dad right now. Hello, everyone.
Just sit down. What concerns me is that this guy is the boss of our show. Like, he's the executive producer.
Yeah.
And also, I have to cook with him at the Channel 7 Mandra Crab Fest on Sunday.
You're going to have so much fun.
Hey-o. It's going to be a disaster.
Kerrod and I have placed bets on who's going to get cancelled first.
Oh, Rami It'll be is Rami. Paying $1, honestly. If that man doesn't get escorted off the stage, something has gone wrong.
Now that it's Friday, before we go away, the producers are here for one final say to reflect on the week, the great and the crap, to bring you something they call the producer rap.
Yes, yes it is, the producer rap. The best moments and just our favourite parts of the week and what a week it's been. They did a lot.
They did a lot. They've been doing a lot every week.
Yeah, they really have.
That's us. They're referring to us, everyone.
You guys.
Me, me and Kimber. Yeah, we're here too, guys.
But I've got to say, a standout for myself, for Kerrod, for a lot of people and in the Mix 94.5 studios, maybe not for everyone though, is when you guys got your kit off. Press play.
Yes, I am fully nude, baby. We are all go. There they are.
Wow.
Jeez, it's cold in this studio.
It is actually freezing in that studio. Okay. I'm sitting. It's off.
It's off. I am
okay, it's liberating, and I'm going to shake it around for a little bit.
Today.
So for context, of course, that was you guys.
And as if we need context.
Well, why you got naked? It's to replicate John Cena getting naked up on the stage at the Oscars last week. That all happened this week.
Yeah, it did. It did. My favourite part of... Yeah.
No, don't do it again.
Okay, I'll take my shirt off. Oh, yeah. My favourite part of the show goes back to Monday. We know we had some very serious and official business happening on the show on Monday. I'm not sure if you guys remember, but we were talking about people doing their taxes late at night. Sometimes it's quite tricky to figure out time to do your taxes.
Especially obviously. When the kids are around.
Especially around June, July, you know, it's kind of when it comes into effect. So we took some calls on... tell us about the time you got caught doing your taxes. Oh, no, that's the wrong grab.
I mean, it's roughly the same thing, isn't it?
Hubby and I decided it was time to do our taxes. We were getting there, and as my husband was about to sign the document, my son is standing right there looking us in the eye.
Oh, no.
Signing documents.
So just to be very official. Very clear, wink, wink, we're not talking about... actual taxes for those who want to get the gist.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Just because some people might have just been tuning in and going, why is that funny?
Oh, I just thought everyone was really fiscally responsible.
You said fiscally.
Fist? What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. All right.
Sunday at the Mandra Crab Fest.
Sunday. Oh, God.
Keep it down.
I'm betting I'll get cancelled before you do. Hey, but you know what? Maybe Kimber will get cancelled, actually. Special shout out goes to Kimber for this morning who announced this.
I'm going to Sydney. I'm hanging out with Jack Black. Yeah, because, you know, Kung Fu Panda 4 is coming out.
Did you say Kung Fu Panda?
I nearly stumbled there.
You are all so immature.
Wow.
It was a slip of the tongue.
So Kimber's flying out in a couple of hours to Sydney to catch up with Jack Black tomorrow for the Kung Fu Panda number 4. You are right. It's a
it's
mouthful.
It's harder to say than you think.
I hope you say to him, Kung Fu Panda.
It's going to be really fun. We look forward to bringing you the interview next week.
And don't forget, a gorgeous weekend ahead for the Channel 7 Mandra Crab Fest. The stage is set for all the cooking demonstrations. We'll see you Saturday and Sunday. And yes, you and I cooking at midday on Sunday together. Don't burn the place down.
You guys are going to be great. Kerrod and I are going to be in Sydney. Have a great time.
Watch out, Mandra.